Kisa, Mr. and Mrs. Glatter. We're up to Parshas Kisisa. We are in the middle of Parshas Kisisa. We're up to the fifth Aliyah. Up to the second Pasuk Beis. Okay, Pasuk Beis. Ve'yenochel la'boiker. Hashem says to Moshe, you shall be prepared in the morning. Hashem is telling Moshe Rabbeinu that I'm going to give you the second luchos and you shall be prepared in the morning. Ve'lisa va'boiker el har Sinai. You shall ascend in the morning to Har Sinai. V'nitzavtoli, you shall stand there. You shall stand li. What's the word li for me? Sham di al rosh ahar. What does it say in Rashi Pasuk Beis? Nochoin mizuman. You shall be prepared. What does it say in the Targum Pasuk Beis? It says vivi. That's a nice word there. Vivi. You shall be. You shall zimin litzaf in the morning. V'sisak litzafra. You shall ascend in the morning. Litura de Sinai, this is atad kodamai. You shall stand there. Hamon al rosh tura. Okay, now over here in the commentator, zimin Rashi mizumon. Loshna kosev ohiya nochoin uhu loshna amikru b'chemia. Fine. Okay, that's it. So one more time, the pasuk. Veyei nochoin laboiker. Veyei means that you shall be prepared in the morning. You shall stand there, you will be prepared. You shall stand there, li. No one's really saying what is the point of the word li. Okay, whatever it means. Sham de al rosh ahar. Pasuk gimel. The ish lo yale imach. No one else shall ascend with you. The gam ish al yeira b'chol ahar. No man shall appear on the entire mountain. Gamatzoin v'habokor al yiru, the sheep and the bokor shall not pasture el mul hohar, who opposite this mountain. Okay, Rashi pasuk gimel, the ish lo yalei moch harishoynois al yidei shahayu b'tishuois v'koylois ukiylois sholto bohen ayin ro'ah ein l'cho yofe min hatsini'us. Okay, this is a very beautiful Rashi. Rashi is telling us, why did it happen the first set of luchos was shattered? Do you know why the first luchos was shattered? Because it was done with shouting, tishuois. It was done with koilois sounds and ukihilois in assembly. Oh! Oh, I'm really sorry. Oh, I'm sorry. I was giving a share. I'm sorry. Okay, so let's do this again. Give me one second. Sorry. I'm sorry. I did not know I was muted. Okay, so let's start this again. So let's start on Pasuk Beis. Pasuk Beis is Perek Lamed Dalet. Perek Lamed Dalet Pasuk Beis. We're going to start again Pasuk Beis. It's the fifth Aliyah. Ve'yei nochon laboiker. Ve'lisa vaboiker el har Sinai. V'nitzavta li sham al rosh ahar. So what does this mean? Ve'ye, you shall be, nochon means prepared. You shall be prepared. Laboiker in the morning. You shall be prepared in the morning. Ve'olisa v'aboiker, you shall ascend in the morning. El har Sinai, to the har Sinai. V'nitzavta li, you shall stand there, li, for me. Sham al rosh ahar. Okay, so Hashem now is about to give Moshe Rabbeinu the second set of luchos. And Hashem is telling Moshe that he shall be prepared in the morning and he shall ascend in the morning to Har Sinai, and he shall stand there on the mountain Li. Li always means for the sake of Hashem, on the top of the mountain. Okay. So what is it over here in Rashi? Rashi just says one word. The word Nochon means prepared. You shall be prepared. Okay, the Targum doesn't say very much. Vihi zimin litzafra. We're on Pasuk Beis. Perek Lamedal Pasuk Beis. Vihi zimin litzafra. You shall be prepared in the morning. V'sisak bitzafra. You shall ascend in the morning. Litur to the Sinai. V'sisadad kodama. You shall stand before me. Okay, so Rashi, the Targum is translating the word li to mean before me. Tamon there, al reish tura. Okay, let's see pasuk gimel. The ish lo yale imach. No one shall ascend with you. The gamish al yirah b'chol ahar. No man shall appear on the mountain. Gamatzoin v'abakar al yiru. The sheep and the bokor shall not pasture el mul opposite hahorahu. Rashi pasuk gimel is a very important Rashi. The ish lo yale imach. Rashi says the reason why the first luchos were shattered was because it was ayin hara. It was public. It was given in publicity. Harishonos al yidei shahayu b'tishuos. Tishuos means shouting. V'koylois sounds. Ukihilois an assembly. That's why sholta bohen ayin ra'ah. Ein l'choyofa min hatzniyos. There's nothing more beautiful than tzniyos. This is a classic Rashi. Okay, there's nothing in this world that is more beautiful than tzniyos, concealment. Okay, and he says over here explicitly the reason why the luchos rishonos were shattered was because of ayin hara. Ayin hara is the reason why the first luchos were shattered. Ayin hara. That's what it says. And what's the ayin hara? He gives three examples: tishuos, koilois, ukihilois. Rashi over here is coming to tell you how does a person suffer from ayin hara. Number one, tishuos, shouting; koilois, sounds; and kihilois, people, a large assembly. There must be something very deep here in this Rashi. When Rashi over here is giving us three examples of how ayin hara comes. Ayin hara comes from one of these three reasons: kihilois, koilois, teshuois, shouting, sounds, and assemblies is what brought the ayin hara. Ein l'cho yofa min atzniyos. Okay, that's Rashi. Let's see over here in the Targum. Targum Pasuk Gimel says, Va'anosh, a man, lo yisak imach, shall not ascend with you. Va'af enosh lo yitachzei. A man shall not be seen. The whole Torah, the whole mountain, af onah, the animals, this soire, the oxen, lo yir'oin, shall not pasture, lekavel, opposite, Torah hahu, this mountain. All right. You know, this whole thing of this very, this concept, it's very interesting. We talk about this, you know,
But it's struggling because they have to do a sample, it was given previously to be account, they should beautify, show up, and everything, all these three criteria is included in the commandment.
What are you saying? The contrast between the first luchos and the second luchos.
No, but I say the on Rash.
Yeah.
Rashi says ayin hara because assembly, loud, and public.
Three things.
But we have to do public. We will have to go to the Beis Hamikdash to bring carbonos public, and we have to be in assembly always. And express.
Shalosh pam hashana. Three times a year you have to go to the Beis Hamikdash. There's a kehila, they're shouting, they're koilos. You're right. And the first luchos, if Hashem doesn't want this, so why then did the, if Hashem doesn't want this, so why then the first luchos was there, teshuos, koilos? The first set of luchos, there was all of these things. So what changed? What changed from the first luchos to the second luchos? I don't know the answer. I don't know. I don't know. Sometimes Hashem wants it should be in public. It should be with publicity. It should be in public. There should be shouting. There should be koilos. There should be kihilos. And sometimes Hashem does not want. I don't know. I really don't know. It's a very tough question. I was about to ask you the question is that we know that in Judaism, you know, the contrast when they teach people, you know, Christianity. So how did Christianity begin? Christianity, one person says, trust me, God came to me in a dream, Muhammad, one person. In Yiddishkeit, they always say, Hashem came down in front of the whole nation, every single living person was there, and Hashem witnessed, and everyone witnessed firsthand that Hashem came down. So it's a tradition that goes back to every single person in Klal Yisrael. Yet, those luchos were shattered. That came to an end. And now the renewal of Klal Yisrael was, trust me, all alone. So, what's the pshat? So obviously the pshat is that it's a combination of both. It's by these other religions, they never had a public revelation. Never. It's always just, trust me. Yeah, trust you. Here, Hashem, the whole Klal Yisrael witnessed Hashem come down and give us the luchos. And the whole Klal Yisrael also witnessed Moshe shat of the Luchas. Once we already have earned the trust, we already have that, then when Moshe alone says, trust me, I brought down the Luchas, no one saw. Here the pasuk goes out of its way to say, nobody saw Moshe bring down the Luchas. No one's allowed to be on them. The pasuk says, and even an animal did not see. So that means that when we today have a emunah in Moshe and in the Torah, the Luchos Shniyos, it's pure emunah. That's a very powerful concept, but in a way it's a disturbing concept. Because the first luchos, I mean this is dam al hashav abikaris. Six, every single person in Klal Yisrael was present and saw Hashem vayered Hashem al Har Sinai, gave us the Torah, and likewise every single person saw Moshe Rabbeinu shared the luchos. Now the luchos shniyos is Hashem is willing to take us back. So how do we know? Who says Hashem wants to take us back? Moshe says, trust me. I'm all alone. I'm on the mountain. There's no one there but me. There's no one allowed to be seen near the mountain. And not even an animal is allowed to be there in the mountain. And yet, we have an obligation to have that emunah. That's a very powerful concept. Is that today, we know the luchos rishonos is be'enei kol Yisrael. The luchos shniyos is mamish, one man, emunah pshuta in Moshe Rabbeinu. Animam, that's also one of the animamins. Animam be'emunah shleim shenevuas Moshe Rabbeinu. Hoy samitis v'shehu hoy avla nevim. He's the avla nevim. He's in a class by himself, Moshe Rabbeinu. The emunah that we have in Moshe Rabbeinu, he's the one that gave us the luchos shniyos. We have emunah pshuta. That's why luchoritzin, he's in a class by himself. It's a very powerful thing over here. What it says over in this pasuk. Okay, what does the Targum say? Targum says, pasuk of anosh lo yisak yimach v'af anosh lo yischad yitachazei b'chol tuv af ano v'torei lo yiroin l'kovel tuv hahu. What is this over here? There's nothing in the commentator over here, so we have to go right. The next pasuk. Pasuk dalet. Vayivsoil shnei luchos avonim korishonim. Moshe quarried two luchos avonim korishonim. How is that possible? How is it possible for Moshe to quarry two luchos kari shanim when the first luchos were luchos maasei Elokim and the second luchos is from sapphire? So how is it even possible for Moshe to quarry luchos and to use the term kari shanim? It's an impossibility because doesn't exist. I don't know. Vayivsol shnei luchos avonim korishonim. Two luchos avonim korishonim. Vayashkei Moshe vaboiker. Moshe woke up in the morning. Vayal el har Sinai. Kasher tziva Hashem oisol. He went to Har Sinai like kasher tziva Hashem oisol, like Hashem commanded him. Okay. Now let's see what it says over here in the Rashi pasuk dalit. Rashi, there is no Rashi pasuk dalit. The Targum ufesal. He chiseled out train luchay avnaya ke kad moe va'akdei Moshe b'tzarfa. He woke up early in the morning. Usalek lituro. He went up to the mountain. Disinai kimod defaked Hashem yosel, like Hashem commanded him. Unesev bidei, and he held in his hand the train luchay avnaya. He held in his hand the two tablets, the two empty tablets. The tablets were just bare. Pasuk hey, there was any comment over here? No comment. Pasuk hey, Vayered Hashem, and Hashem came down in a cloud. Vayisyat Sevi Moshe, and Hashem stood there with him. Vayigro v'shem Hashem. Pasuk hey in Rashi, Vayigro v'shem Hashem, mitargeminon ukro b'shmo de Hashem. Who called out? Who is the one? Vayavar Hashem alpon. Who is the one that called out? Vayik, over here it says Vayigro v'shem Hashem. So Rashi is close to the Targum. What does the Targum say? Targum v'iskili Hashem ba'anono. Hashem appeared in the cloud. The is atad ime Hashem stood with him tamon ukira b'shmada Hashem. He called out in the name of Hashem. Over here, on the commentator ime Hashem is yatsev im Moshe ki the perish Ramban the im nefarish Moshe is yatsev im Hashem hayim etagim kadmohi fine ukira b'shmada Hashem beinyan daas unkelus Miho Yahakore. Ayin Milum. Ah. Okay, so over here, he's telling us over here that it's not so clear who called out who. Who's the one that called out? Did Moshe call out or did Hashem call out? Okay, so this appears to be a disagreement. He says, Ashlugan the Miluim. Should we do that now? Go to the back of the Sefer. Miluim Leparshaski Sisa. Let's see what he says over here. Bo, Yisro, Mishpatim, Teruma, Kisisa. Okay, let me see what is over here. Bishma da Hashem, Kasra ben Bachye, Vegu Bishma Hashem, Be'oisa Vayika Ashkina. Okay, this is going to be too complicated over here. Shakodesh Baruch Hu Kor Lefnei Moshe Bishma. That Hashem called out. Shu Hashem, V'chein Om Hashem Hashem, V'loi Teimu De'af Hashem, Shal Achar B'Shem. V'loi V'hamon Toim Zeh. Okay, V'kushnem V'yikav Hashem Hashem Tzach La'afsik Ma'ad Bein B'Shem, L'Bein Hashem, Ki Pasek Adob Tircha, V'loi V'hamon Toim Zeh. V'Rashbam, B'Ibn Ezra, V'Zipurna, M'Divash, V'Loi V'Toim, V'Shoi Yikorvi, Kosov Atah, Shagam, Shkin Gam Kol Hadeos Vitesis Vitam the Nikra Mashma Shahashem Hoyakore Hashem called out. Shatipcha Huta Mafsik. Who called out? Hashem called out. Avul Ein Kandasa Barbanel. Shekosa Vistakal Bechokmas Inkulis Shintu Bibsukim Wailish Ne Kirios Vikush Hashem Vika Hashem Hashem. Waiting Mashem Bishav Vishan Taking Vikush Mashem Hashem. Lahu Shahi Zekri Mimoyshe. Kainim Sahib the Vilasa Shakurus Hoyakurus 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 Ach ein Ibn Ezra, Sheiluch Hashem, Karei Hashem, Targum Yikor B'Shem Hashem, Shuvu Shavu Yikor B'Shem Hashem. All right. So basically, over here, he's telling us over here, there's a machlokes amongst the Rishonim. Who is one who called out? Over here again, this pasuk is very important. Pasuk. Hey, Vayered Hashem be'anun Hashem descended in the cloud. Vayisyat seif imol sham Hashem stood with Moshe there. Vayikra v'shem Hashem, he called out in the name of Hashem. Who called out in the name of Hashem? We have a disagreement. One opinion says Moshe called out to Hashem. And the other opinion says that Hashem called out in his own name. Hashem basically announced, "Here I am." Two different opinions. Now, what does Unkelis say? Unkelis is not clear. You could read Unkelis both ways. Unkelis says, "Ukira bishmo da Hashem." Doesn't really tell us who said what. Did Moshe call out in Hashem's name, or did Hashem call out in his own name? Okay, two different opinions. Let's see the next pasuk. Vayavorna, this is one of the most famous pasukim. We say this pasuk so many times on during the Aseres Yimei Teshuvah and Yom Kippur. Vayavor Hashem al Ponov. Hashem passed before the presence of Moshe. Who's the Ponov? Who's Ponov? Is the Ponov Moshe's Ponov? Or maybe what it means, Hashem passed before himself. Whose panim is the panav? It's not so simple either. Vayikra, who called out? Same exact disagreement. Did Moshe call out or did Hashem call out? Vayikra, Hashem, Hashem, kel rachum v'chanon, erech apayim, v'rav chesed v'emes. Okay, we have a few of the midas of the Yud Gimel Midas Rachma right here. Let's see what it says over in Rashi. Rashi Pasuk Vav, Hashem Hashem. It says Hashem's name twice. And Rashi says this is the Midah of Rachamim, of mercy. Midas Rachamim hi. Why does it say Hashem's name twice? Achas Kodim Sheyechte, V'yachas Le'achas Sheyechte, V'yoshoif. Hashem has mercy on the person before he sins. Meaning Hashem knows the future. Hashem knows the future that a person will sin. So why does Hashem tolerate the existence of man knowing that he's going to sin in the future? The answer is, that's one of the midas of Rachamim of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Even though he knows what man is going to do because Hashem knows the future, yet he is forgiving and he allows man to exist. That's a very deep philosophical concept. Hashem knows the future, and knowing the future would ordinarily demand that Hashem not allow the future to occur. If Hashem knows a person is going to sin in the future, so Hashem should knock him out, should cut him down, to prevent him from sinning. Proof is, look at the parasha of Ben Soirer Umoireh. in the parish of Ben Soru Moira, we kill a 13-year-old boy who has done basically nothing because he already exhibits signs that in the future he's going to become a murderer. So we kill him. He's 13 years old and he's stolen a couple of dollars and he buys with the money meat and wine and he drinks it and eats it. Okay, a lot of kids do that. Okay, they want to go out, they steal some money and they go to a restaurant. And what are they in the restaurant? They go to Essen on Coney, and they go and they buy a corned beef sandwich, and they buy a beer. Okay, the beer is not good. They buy some wine. So the kid is chayiv misa. Why? Because a kid who steals money from his parents when he's 13 years old and goes to the store and buys meat and wine, you can be certain that when this kid gets older, he's going to become a serial murderer. That's what it says in the Torah. Chazal say it never, ever happened that parents brought their child to Beis Din and said, our little Kaddishal has stolen from us money and has now and used it to buy meat and wine, and we want you, the Beis Din, to kill him. It never, ever happened, such a thing. The Gemara does say, though, that it did happen, Chazal said it did happen, that a child stole money and bought meat and wine, and his parents did not bring him to Beis Din. And the kid grew up to become a serial murderer. So the Gemara says, on the one hand, Ben Soru Moira never happened. On the other hand, it did happen. And how do they answer the stira? It happened that children stole from their parents and bought meat and wine, and they became murderers. It never happened that the parents had enough rachmanis to take the kid to Beis Din and kill him, so he should not become a serial murderer. But in any event, what do we learn? What's the takeaway from this? The upshot, the takeaway is that children, is that the Ribbono Shel Olam, in certain situations, will not allow the future to occur when it is a guarantee there's going to be a Churban. If that is the case, why doesn't Hashem hold to that principle? And if Hashem, in His infinite knowledge, and He knows the future, a person is going to do an Avera, so Hashem should take the person before He does the Avera. That is the first midah of the Yud Gimel Midah Sarachamim, Hashem. Hashem has mercy on a person before he does the Avera. He lets him live. He has rachamim. He has rachamim upon the person. Achas koidim sheyecheta. The achas, and what's the second mercy? La achas sheyecheta, the yoshuv. Then the person does the Avera. And then, oh, what did I do? He does teshuvah. And Hashem forgives him. Notice Rashi says Hashem only has rachmanis the second time after he does the other, only when he does teshuva. If he does not do teshuva, then Hashem indeed takes his life. So this is very deep. This is so deep. Omoik, omoik, mi yim tzu'ena. The depth of what it means, the two midas of rachman, Hashem, Hashem. Now here we get into part of the topic of discussion. Here's the question. Who that, you know, I don't have it in front of me, but I remember years ago I had a chart who demonstrates at least five different ways to calculate the 13 attributes of rachamim. We are basically brainwashed we're brainwashed like Rashi, is that when it says Hashem, Hashem, so the first Hashem is number one, and the second Hashem is number two. But guess what? Rashi is only one of many opinions. There are other opinions that say that the first Hashem in this pasuk is not one of the 13 attributes of mercy. The first attribute of mercy begins with the second mention of Hashem's name. And that just means that Hashem is Yudke Vavke, is Rachamim. If that's the case, so why then did it say Hashem twice? The answer is the first time that it says Hashem, it is connected to the word Vayikra. Vayavor Hashem al ponov Vayikra Hashem. Hashem passed over before ponov. Let's translate now, before the presence of Moshe. Vayikra Hashem. And he called out Hashem. Who called out Hashem? Did Moshe call out Hashem? Or did Hashem call out Hashem? Well, in the previous pasuk, Pasuk Hey, it said, Vayered Hashem Be'onon, Vayisyat Seiv Imo Shom, Vayikra V'Shem Hashem. So the previous Pasuk, it says, he called out V'Shem Hashem, and in this Pasuk, it says, Vayikra Hashem. So the Abarbanel wants to say that in the previous Pasuk, Vayikra V'Shem Hashem, it's Moshe. Moshe called out B'Shem Hashem, and in this Pasuk, Hashem called out in his own name. Moshe says, oh, Hashem. And when Hashem passed by, Hashem said out his own name, Hashem, Yudke Vavke. Okay, and then begins the first of the Yud Gimel Midos of Arachim, which is Hashem, Yudke Vavke. Okay, and if you look, there's a psik. All right, it's not really right, you can go either way. Now, okay, so we have to say, okay, but let's leave it with that for right now. So, right, but obviously Rashi disagrees. Rashi holds that the first time that it says Hashem, this is not coming from Moshe, and it's not coming from Hashem as an introduction. Here I am. The first time it says Hashem is the first of the 13 attributes of Rachamim. And why do we need two of them, Hashem and then Hashem? The answer is, there's an element of Rachamim in advance. Hashem knows the future. And even though Hashem knows what a person is going to do, and according to the laws of the Torah, really, he should be punished in advance. Just like the Ben Soirer Umoire is punished in advance, because he has exhibited definite signs, absolute definite simonim mufhakim, that he will be a murderer. So the Ribbono Shel Olam, he knows better than anyone else. He knows better than anyone else what a person is going to do the rest of his life. So Hashem should take him in advance in order that he should not make trouble. I'll give you another proof. Misu Shelach was taken in advance. He was supposed to live longer, but Hashem saw that if this man will live, he reaches, he's going to sin. So ve'enenu ki lokach oisoi Elokim. And Chazal say, why did Hashem take Misusha? Because he got to a point in his life where he decided he had a change of heart. It was, you know what? Let me try doing something different. I was a tzaddik my whole life. They already wrote a nice art school book about me. Let me try to do something different. I'll become a villain. A different experience in life. So Hashem, seeing that he's going to do an Avera, Hashem took him out of this world. So we have two proofs. We have two proofs to this principle. Misu Shelach and the Ben Tzoreh Moireh. That Hashem takes people from this world in advance, knowing what they're going to do in the future. If that's the case, we should say the same principle for every single person in this world. And that answer is no. We don't say that. Those cases are the exception. Why are they the exception? I don't know. But the average person, Hashem decided, I'm going to let the person live, even though I know what he's going to do. I have rachamim lefnei achet. And then I'm going to have rachamim achar achet, when he will do teshuvah. Maybe you can suggest that the fact that these two are the same, Hashem, Hashem, they're interconnected. The same way Hashem knows the person is going to sin, Hashem also knows he will do teshuvah. So therefore, that's why, you know, if you want to go say this idea, why is it necessary to say this idea by using Hashem's name twice exactly the same? The first time we'll say Hashem, and the second one will be, I don't know, make up another name, Elokim. Hashem is Koidem Achet, and Elokim is Acher Achet. No, it's the same shame, Hashem, Hashem. By having it exactly the same shame, Hashem, that is a limud, that is a lesson in and of itself, is I'm going to have Rachmanis on you before you do the Avera, because I know that after you do the Avera, you're going to do Teshuvah. It's connected. Raj is V'yoshuv. So I'm having Rachmanis. Maybe what it means in by the Ben Soirer Umoir, you have in a new dimension. Okay, this is a good idea for a Friday morning shir. What's Taka the Chiluk? What's the Chiluk? What's the Chiluk between the Ben Soirer Umoir and every single person? So maybe you can answer. The Ben Soirer Umoir, Hashem knows, not only does Hashem know that he's going to sin, become a murderer, Hashem knows he'll never do teshuvah. And the reason why here HaKadosh Baruch Hu has rachmanis upon a person when he knows that he's going to do an Avera, because Hashem knows that he has at least the potential. I mean, you know, everyone has free will. Okay, that's the old age question. If Hashem knows the future, that's an old altar question, which there's no answer for. There's an impossible question which there's no answer for. If Hashem knows the future, how then can a person have free will? It's a contradiction. Philosophy, there is no possible answer to this question. If Hashem knows in our mind, in our understanding of our knowledge, the human being, the human mind, there is no answer to this question. If Hashem knows the future, then we have no free will, because we are bound to do what the future is for us. And what is the end? The answer is, no, it's not a contradiction. Hashem knows the future, but you still have free will. How could that be? Because we are limited in understanding. We are limited. There are things that the human mind cannot possibly grasp. The same way a person cannot fly like a bird, a person can't go to the Mars and come back, you can't breathe, you can't go and live in water or live in fire. There are parts of the mind that are limited. And this is not something that we can possibly understand. How can it possibly be that we have free will, even though Hashem knows the future? But so put that aside. But we can now make a suggestion. This is really a drush. It's a chiddush to say this. You need, if I would say this in a real Haredi environment, people would say to me, you can't get up in public and say this unless you can prove this. And they're right, I can't. But here I can. And that is, if Hashem aben soirer umoirer, the reason why he's put to death in advance is because these signs means he will do the aver, become a murderer, plus he will never do teshuva. It's not just that Hashem knows the future, that he's going to become a serial murderer and kill people on the road. He'll never do teshuva. Why am I suggesting that to be the case? Because Hashem. Why is it any different? The answer is because it's Hashem, not Hashem Elokim. And Rashi here says, Hashem koidem achid, Hashem ach rachid v'yashuv. So Hashem knows the future, you'll do the Avera, and you're going to do teshuva. That's why Hashem tolerates a person before he does the Avera. And this is still not a contradiction to free will. Okay? This, you can write, I bet you if you write a thesis, what I just said, maybe in you get a PhD. Why not? My cousin has a PhD from Princeton in the philosophy of religion. Okay, he's a genius. Meir Soloveitchik. The philosophy of religion. What do you think? Well, they think they say the people there in Princeton, they have better chidushim. Maybe they do. I don't know. What do I know? But okay, the philosophy of religion. This I think is a new idea. A Nayachidish, based upon what we're learning over here in the Rashi and Unkelus. Hashem, right? Okay, and all the, in the back of this book over here, all goes back to, it is all part, after we finished the Rashi, at least over here first, Rashi, Hashem, Koid Machet, Rachel Shachel Shel of Yoshev, Kel, Av Zumida Sarachanim, V'chein Hoimer, Keili, Lom Azavtani, Purim, Mizmor Chof Beis, Midwood, they say this week, Rabbi Shulman, every week he selects a different chapter to say after Mincha for Tehillim. This week, they've been saying the whole week, Keili, Lama Azavtani. Ve'ein, Loima, Limidas Adin, Lama Azavtani. You don't say to Midas Adin, Lama Azavtani. Kach Motzah, so I have found the Mechilta next. Erech Apayim, Marech Apoy, he's patient. Another interesting of tshuva. Kel is rachamim. Doesn't really explain what it is. And then he goes on, Erech HaPayim HaKadosh Baruch Hu is not quick. Hashem does not punish immediately. Hashem is patient. Maybe, why not? See, this is a very important Rashi. Why does Hashem delay? Hashem is zrizim makdimim lemitzvos. What's the purpose of waiting? Why wait? Why does Hashem bother to wait? So he says over here something very powerful, because Hashem, the reason of the delay is for one reason only, Shema, Yaseh Teshuva. The Rav Chesed, Hashem is abundant in kindness, litzrichim, those who need litzrichim chesed. She'ein lohem zichuyois kolkach, those that do not have many merits. Interesting Rashi. Every word of Rashi is very, very amazing. Okay, the MS, l'shalem socher toiv lo'oseh ritzenoi, to give reward to those that do Hashem's will. Let's read the Targum very quickly. It's probably a lot of here to discuss, but we don't have time over here. See, Rashi, there's a time over here, time with it says pasik vav says noter tivu. No, pasik vav. Va'avar Hashem shechinte al apohi ukra, and he called out Hashem eloka rachmono. You see, Hashem kel rachum is rachmono, v'chanun is v'chanono. Erech HaPayim is Marchek Regaz. He distances his anger. Umaske, he is abundant. Lemeba, to do Tovon, to do kindness. Ukeshoit and MS. Over here in the commentator, let's see over here some words of the commentator. The Avar, Loitergim, Loshnakos, Vayaver, Vavar, Elevavir, Keshchinte. Oh, yeah, the last over here was very esoteric. Marchek Regaz. Yirmois lamolochim amunim l'hashchis shehem b'chokim mimechitzosa shel Kadosh Baruch Hu. Kavanosa yirmois lamolochim amunim l'hashchis. What? I don't know what he's saying over here. V'chein timsim yushalmi tainis amar b'levi ma'u erchapayim marchig regas u'mosh l'melech shoyi l'shnei l'gyoinim koshim kachav Kadosh Baruch Hu af v'cheimo shnei malchei chavole im dorim heim imi. Achshav Yisrael mach Yisim Oisiv Vehim Achim Oisiv Elo Meshachim Ler Lechoyk Ah Shem Yach Yisun Yisrael Ad Shani Meshach Avim Oisim Tshuva Yikavim. So he's something very esoteric here. He says what it means, Erech HaPayim, Hashem has in Shemayim two angels which he uses to bring punishment. Hashem has them sent far, far away from him, so that when he gets angry, it takes time to get them. If when Hashem gets angry and the two prosecuting angels are standing right in front of him, he just says, go get him, go punish them. But if these angels are in another planet, another world, it takes time to retrieve them. And by the time the angels are retrieved, by that time, Klal Yisrael will already have done teshuvah. So that's what it means over here when it says Erech HaPayim. The Targum over here very esoterically says Hashem distances the angels that punish. Okay, Umaske finish up over here. The time of Umaske lasses Chesav Yemes Levi Zetzarach Levarim Akosov. Rav Chesav Yemes Nukulist Rogel Targum Chesav Yemes Tivik Shoyt Lamorish Chesed Mamshus Gamalosh Ramis Tam Forish Anishal Datu Koli. Okay, it doesn't say anything. Okay, that's it. The main chiddush over here in this part that I can be able to decipher is when it says Erech Apai, Hashem distances the angel of anger far away so that we should not get into trouble. Okay, Rabbi Lazer, thank you so much for coming and learning with me. This is very geschmack. Okay, if not, it's very well worth it to learn this. Never would learn these things if not for you. Thank you. Have a good night. Good night, Rabbi Mordechai. Good night, Mr. and Mrs. Glad. Have a good Shabbos. A good Shabbos. And best wishes to both of you. Take care. Good night. Attention one, that there are